As of last week, Bryant, South Dakota farmer Doug Noem had about half of his corn in the ground. He's now started to shift his focus towards soybeans. Noem explains there are many unknowns right now.
Even if you can get out there, you're pushing the envelope about, you know, how conditions, what kind of seed bed you're going to have, and, you know, if the weather is going to cooperate. You know, it's late in the year. You know, we're going to have an early frost. What kind of crop you have at the end of the year? What kind of yield goals you use? I mean, it's a ton of questions that people are really struggling with how to answer.
Noem says planting progress is all over the board in South Dakota.
Target date to plant corn is April 20th. Well, we planted corn on from noon on the 15th of May till 5 o'clock on the 17th of May, and that's been the extent of our field work at our farm. As you go west and south towards Huron and to Mitchell and down along I-90, those numbers drop off considerably to where I know a couple farmers that maybe farm 3,000 acres of corn and haven't turned a wheel.
Farmers east and west of Sioux Falls may need a week of dry weather to get a good corn crop in the ground, unless the crop is being used for feed. Emory farmer Scott Stahl says he hasn't planted anything yet. He grows corn, soybeans, and oats in a typical year.
Never the goal to enroll and prevent plant. What the next 2 weeks bring are going to determine that. You know, with 0 acres planted on the 1st of June, the likelihood of getting my entire crop planted probably aren't the best, but, you know, it's a product that's there to help kind of hold things together as far as your overhead costs on a farm, but yeah, the likelihood of me enrolling or chances of me enrolling are pretty high.
South Dakota, Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, and Michigan have been way behind on corn planting this year. The next 2 weeks will be critical for the U.S. corn crop. This afternoon's weekly crop progress report is being closely monitored. Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Kara Hart for the Red River Farm Network.